Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Happy New Year, family. Welcome to 2016. Happy, happy New Year. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show for 2016. And it's going to be on and popping when it comes to money. How is everybody this morning? It's Monday morning, January 4th, 2016. And you're here with me, of course, because we family, on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. First of all, I'd like to thank my archivers, my people in my chat rooms, my people who email me. Thank you for being part of the show this morning and every morning that we are together. Folks, can you believe it? 2016? What happened to 2015? You're blinking, it's over. I mean, these years are going by so fast. I hope you're doing something good with your life. I hope you're doing something exciting. And I hope you're saving money, because that's what we're all about on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, saving money. And for the new people that's coming in that don't know what's going on, let me just tell you a few things. You know, we have a Facebook page, folks. It's the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. We're on YouTube. Please visit that as well, where I give updates on how to save and make and have fun with money. And the website, the cheapcheetah.com website, is now up and running. Please stop by there. Look at it. Let me know what you think. I'm always welcome to comments and suggestions. You can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com once you looked at the website. Let me know what you think. You know, we're family. Be truthful. I can take it, you know. I'm strong. We have free ebooks for you, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. These are free ebooks. You know how to find me. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly send you the free ebook. Just put in the body, free ebook, and I'll send it to you. We also have books for purchase, the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and my real estate diary. Those you can find on Smashword, Amazon, Kindle. You can even email me and say, Cheap Cheetah, where do I get the book at? If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about on the show for 2016, or you yourself would like to come on the show, or you know somebody who would like to come on the show that talks about saving, making, and having fun with money, then by all means, folks, we family. This is an open forum. I know, you know, you'd love to hear my voice, but sometimes we want to hear somebody else, too. So if you know somebody, I am all ears. Just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll try to make it happen for you. For sponsors, if you have a product or service that you would like for me to air on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, by all means, again, you know where to contact me. Folks, today we're talking about frugal cheapskate phase. You know the stuff that basically, when you buy a product and you figure, well, I'm going to buy this because it's cheap and it doesn't work out, you know, too well for you. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, sometimes when you go to a 99-cent store and you're like, all right, well, I'm going to buy this toilet paper because four rolls of toilet paper may cost you, I don't know, $1.50, and it's real cheap. And then, you don't, you know, you're trying to save money, but you get it home and use it, and you'd be like, okay, the toilet paper wasn't working out. Maybe like Scotty toilet paper or a better brand toilet paper, but you bought the toilet paper because you would cheat, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it just didn't work out for you in that way. So now you got to go back to buying better quality toilet paper that's a little bit more money. Those are frugal failures I'm talking about. Stuff that we think we buy, and I'm guilty for that too, and think, okay, I'm going to get this because it's a great price, and it just doesn't work out for us. So that's what, and we're talking about this today. The reason is because I don't want you to make the same mistakes for 2016 that you made in 2015 when it comes to, you know, just crazy spending or just buying stuff that we feel that's going to benefit us. In the long run, it doesn't. So I'm letting you, giving you a heads up now so you can be more conscious and aware of it, you know, for 2016. So let's get started. I'll start first. A few of my cheapskate failures. Payless. I don't know if you wear Payless is a shoe store. They buy shoes and they give them. You get them cheap. You get them $5, between $5 and maybe $24. Back in the day when I was buying shoes for work and everything, I used to go to this shoe store because they had a large variety and they were cheap. So I can get my shoes for $15 or $20. I used to buy my sneakers for $14.99. And the only problem about buying cheap shoes is what? They fall apart on you in 3 months. So every 3 months, I used to have to go and replace the shoes. Instead of buying one good pair of shoes and saying, okay, I'm going to buy this one good pair and it's going to last me for a year or two, I used to buy cheap shoes and it used to fall apart every 3 months. So 3 to 4 months, I was always back in Payless buying shoes. If I'm lucky, I can get maybe 6 months wear out of it. So it was me being cheap when it comes to my feet, but paying the price because I used to have to go there every 3 months. So the amount of money I spent on buying these shoes, I could have bought one good pair and called it a day. That's what I eventually started doing. What other people do? People buy a lot of fancy bicycle stuff. And they buy these fancy bicycles and all these accessories that go with these bicycles. And their thought is, I'm going to ride the bike and not actually use my car. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get exercise. I want the helmets. I want the blinking lights. I want all this good stuff on this fancy bike that I, you know, spent money on because I'm going to use my car less. And what happens is, where's the bike now? In the garage. And again, that's what happened to me. Got these two great bikes, and that was like 3 summers ago. Love the bikes. Got them at a garage sale. I got two bikes for like $30. They were great bikes. We fixed them up, and I have not rode those bikes yet. So that's $35 sitting in my garage. Me being cheap, fine, and me getting a bargain, that's all well and good, but it's not going to help me if the bikes are sitting in the garage. To me, now that's a waste of money until I decide to get up off my fat behind and ride these bikes. So we buy stuff thinking it's a good deal, and in our minds it is a good deal, but it becomes not a good deal when we don't use it. So people cut the cord on cable. That's a big thing. Every time you read the websites and everything, first thing is get rid of cable. Get rid of cable to save money, which I understand. I totally understand. I don't have cable. I mean, I don't believe in spending all the extra money for 500 channels and there's nothing to watch. But people cut the cord on cable thinking they will save the money, but they wind up spending just as much on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. So what was the point of cutting cable if you're spending more money? A lot of folks buy food in bulk. You're thinking Costco, Sam's Town, BJ's. You're thinking bulk like that, okay? Big stuff. Thinking they will save money in the long run. But studies show most of the stuff that they buy in bulk winds up going to waste for various reasons. All right, big pack of meat. If you're going to BJ's and you're buying a big pack of meat and you're dividing it between you and somebody else, that's cool. Big thing of mayonnaise. I'm like, really, do you have a restaurant? Sometimes big things of cereal. If you have a lot of kids to feed, fine. Or if you know you're going to eat that cereal for a couple of months, fine. But then you have to look at, too, sometimes BJ's, Costco's, and Sam's Club are not as cheap as we try to think they are. Sometimes they're a little bit more expensive, depends on where you go. than your normal store. So you really have to comparison shop. And I find last time I went to BJ's, I was spending $300 on stuff, and yes, it lasted me for a couple months, but it was still expensive. So you really have to comparison shop when it comes to that. People spend money on home fitness centers, okay, thinking that they're going to have a home gym because it's cheaper to buy stuff, to find stuff at the yard sales, the flea markets, you know, your gym equipment, and you find a room in your house and you say, well, I'm going to work out because it's cheaper than me going to the gym every day, and sometimes I don't have time, but I'm always coming home from work or from wherever, so I'll make a little gym, I'll put the money in and make a little gym for myself. What happens to that little gym? All that material collects dust. You know it's good, you know daggone well, you know just like I know, you'll buy gym equipment, make your little gym in your house, and it sits there, and the equipment sits there and sits there. You say you're going to do it, but eventually you're like, I don't have the time to do it, so it's a waste of money. Lots of people buy campers. You know, I'm going camping. It's cheaper than going to Florida for vacation, and we're going to get the outdoors, and we're going to smell the wood, and we're just going to rough it, and it's going to be a family. It's, you know, all that good stuff that we try to tell ourselves that this is why we're doing this. Basically, I'm going to save money. We go out. We try to buy inexpensive camping equipment, and we buy all the stuff we feel we need. When do we go camping? Never. Because we always find, just like we find a reason to say, okay, I'm going to buy this camp equipment because it's inexpensive and it's we're going to be one with nature and it's going to be cheaper than going on an expensive vacation. Then we buy it and then we make an excuse, well, I don't want to go out camping today because it's too cold. I don't want to go because it's too far. I don't know. I don't want to go out there and be eaten by a bear. You know, so just like we make excuses to buy, we make excuses not to do stuff. So we kind of like, we're our own worst enemy sometimes when it comes to spending money. You know, because we make all these excuses and say, all right, fine. It's a good thing while I'm sitting here looking at it, but then when I try to implement what it is I bought or the reason I'm buying it, I buy it and then I never use it. So truly what happened? It's a waste. It's a waste of money because we're not using it. Our intentions were good, but we just follow through on us sometimes just sucks. So let's be honest. So these are saving money failures, frugal failures. It's all that, you know, and we've all been guilty of that. Sometime you have to come out of your pocket and spend a little more for quality that will last you longer than its cheaper version. Sometimes we hate to think about that, but we do have to spend some time on quality stuff. Okay, because, example, you're not going to go out and buy a bed, a used bed, or a bed from a flea market, or a mattress, a bed from a thrift store. Oh, no, no, no. We get to, ooh, that's nasty. You're going to go buy a good quality bed from places like Sleepy's or a good mattress store, a good bed store. You're going to buy brand new, and brand new is going to cost. So, yeah, sometimes we have to buy good stuff because certain things used or secondhand is just not good for us. So, yeah, we have to spend a little money. And I'm sure you can think of other things that you've bought that was totally a failure. All right, I'll give you another one of mine. Going to work and stuff, growing up, I used to buy cheap earrings, you know, costume jewelry kind of earrings, and I have pierced ears. So what would happen is that I would buy these earrings, and after maybe a month or so, my ears would start hurting, and they would start getting infected because they were cheap earrings. So I had to turn around and start buying real gold earrings and real sterling silver because, you know, sometimes costume jewelry does not agree with people. So, you know, me being cheap, which it's okay, I was buying the cheaper costume jewelry. And then it affected me in that way. So, Let me see. What else do we have that? What else can we talk about that's... Ah, here's another one. A lot of people do. People buy insulation for the attic, thinking that it will reduce their heating bill. Yet it makes no significant difference. A lot of people buy insulation and say, okay, fine, I'm going to make the house warmer in the wintertime. And a lot of people say it really doesn't make any difference. What about eating food that you don't want to waste just to save some money? Okay? And the food ends up making you sick. A lot of times people, and this is the extreme, and I hope this is not you, but this is the extreme. Okay. People will buy food, and they'll look at it, and they'll like, okay, fine, maybe the food's been sitting around for a while, and not to waste it, they eat it. So when that happens, a lot of times, now you're just endangering your health. Because if you know the food is not looking or smelling right, why would you eat it? To save money? You're going to spend more money in the hospital when they pumping out your stomach than anything else. Think about it. So that's why, with me personally, I do the smell test. I look at something, if I'm not sure how long it is, I smell it. If it doesn't smell that bad and I'm still not sure, I'll take the loss. I'll throw it out. What the heck? I'll take it. You know, because I'd rather take the loss and lose a couple of dollars than me eating it and being in the hospital and spending a couple of thousand. You got to weigh the cost. So a lot of people do that. Also, a lot of people, I know, you know, if you're in a position where you can help people and your family come to you and say, you know, give me a couple of dollars or whatever the case may be, if you're in that position, God bless you, okay? But frugal failures would be if you keep loaning, say, your relatives money and they never pay you back and you keep giving it to them again and again, okay? And then they're off doing whatever they want to do, you know, with the money that you borrowed from them and they live in better than you. Yeah, to me, I consider that a failure because the simple fact is you teach them, look, this is what's going on. You know, I don't have it, but maybe I can help you in another way. Because they're going to go ahead and live their life and still do what they want to do, and you're out the money. You know, but then they keep coming back. So if you keep giving it to them and they keep doing what they're doing, not correcting the situation from the first place, then, yeah, I consider that a failure. Because you gave money to something that is continuously breaking down, as you say, a relative that continuously breaks down but continues to come back to you because they can't correct the situation they were in when they need the money in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's, and we've all been accused of that. And we've all, basically, a lot of us has borrowed, you know, let people borrow money or family friends borrow money and they, you know, don't correct their situation. Yeah, that's frugal failure because you keep spending money after spending money, but the results are still the same. And that's what basically it's all about. The results are the same. On that note, a word from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about frugal failures, and we've talked about quite a few. Here's another one. Thinking that you can repair everything without spending any money. Okay, your washing machine breaks down. Your toilet breaks down. Your dishwasher breaks down. Your furnace breaks down. Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It. Oh, don't worry about it. I can fix it. I can go on YouTube and find out how to repair it. Or I can go to the manual. I can go to one of Home Depot classes and figure out how to fix it. Excuse me, so I don't have to call in a repairman, because a repairman just to walk in the door costs $100. New York, it costs about $150 just to walk in the door. But you know what I'm saying? So you try to educate yourself on how to fix it. You know what? You make it worse because you don't know what you're doing. All right? So the washing machine you fixed broke down worse than what it was when you tried to put your hands on it. Forget the toilet. If you're not a plumber, don't even mess with your toilets. The dishwasher, put your hands on it. The water now is shooting out of everywhere because you didn't know what you were doing. My thing to you is, if you don't know what you're doing, don't try to fix it. Call a repairman. Call somebody who knows how to work with these machines. Yes, we all like to be cheap, and yes, we all like to be frugal, and we think we can fix everything. But you know what? You can't. Sometimes a YouTube video ain't helping you. Sometimes Home Depot is not going to help you know how to fix whatever it is, especially when it comes to plumbing, something major. Now, if you want to fix maybe a light, or maybe if you want to fix a garage door, something simple, something you know if you mess up with it, it's not going to do too much damage. But when you're talking some major repairs, don't even try it, because it's going to cost us more in the long run because you messed up than it would if you just called them in the first place. What I basically do, I call folks in if I know I can't fix nothing, and that's a lot of stuff I can't fix. I call a repairman, and maybe I get 3-4 estimates, and I see the cheapest price I can get for them. And I talk to them. Let's negotiate. Come on, now I need to do this. You know what I'm saying? You try to get the lowest price that you can, but you need somebody who knows what they're doing. Because you don't need a repairman in your house, and he don't know what the heck he's doing. So you think about it. And that's one of the things we mess up on. We try to fix it ourselves and make the situation worse. Also, we like to buy from the dollar store, the 99-cent store, the dollar store. We buy stuff like $1 or $2. Yeah, that's all well and good if you're going to use the stuff. That's all well and good if it has a purpose. If you're just going in the 99-cent store, or really it's a dollar store now. If you go in the dollar store and say, well, okay, I'm going to buy all this stuff, and this stuff sits and collects dust, what did I tell you about that? Waste of money. It's a waste of money. And I like a good 99-cent store as much as you do, but you go in there with a purpose. Well, I have to get this, 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 and this, and that's it. And knowing the stuff that you're buying, you're going to use. So, folks, that was it when it comes to being, what was my top of the day? Not very good, frugal failures. You know, sister, get a moment there. That's what happens when it comes to frugal phase. We do have a minute, and it's our time, so I really, you know, just want to sit back, relax, and find out how my family is. I want to know how your holidays were. How was Christmas? How was New Year's? For me personally, I went on a trip. I went to Vegas for Christmas. I try to go there every year. I love it. You know, but I do it on the cheapskate side, so. New Year's is quiet, but, folks, let me tell you something that I'm starting to be fascinated by. All right, you know Powerball this year, this week is like $400 million, right? Let me tell you what stupid is, okay? Now, and maybe stupid is a harsh word, foolish money. Let me tell you what foolish money is. I am following the woman last year who won Powerball. She won $188 million, the one in North Carolina. She was one of three. And she brought home $88 million. And she has just been very foolish with her money. And they always report about it and what she does in the newspaper. And I've been fascinated by it because, to me, this is foolish money. Okay, you've been blessed with $88 million, and you have four kids, and one is a special needs kid, and you think, well, I'm going to get out of my small town, put money away for my kids, and keep it moving. No, what she's doing, this is the third time, what she's doing is keep bailing her boyfriend out of jail. First she spent $12 million, then she spent I think $8 million, then she spent $10,000. I think he's back in there again and she's spending another like $4 million. Foolish money. She looks like she bought a new house and he's living there, but he's a career criminal. He sells drugs. You got four kids and you just can't lift yourself up above that mentality that you had before you had that money to do better for yourself and your kids. Foolish money. I keep up with it because it's fascinating to see exactly you've been blessed with such a large gift and how you do it. And sometimes, maybe it's me, sometimes I think the Lord is saying, okay, I'm going to bless these people just to see, has experiment what they're going to do, okay? Because this kind of money makes your life, to me it's stupid money, and it makes your life so much better. You have so many more options that you didn't have before to do things, to bless people with. And you still have that same mentality that you had before you got the money. I can't understand it. I really cannot. It's just, you know, foolish money, foolish people with foolish money. Maybe I need to do a segment on that. Folks, family, I'd like for you to do me a favor. Well, actually, two favors. It's the new year. You didn't come see me for the holidays, so, you know, your favors is I'm calling in favors. I would like for you to go to cheapcheetah.com and let me know exactly what you think. Do you like the website? You don't? I revamped the whole thing. And just tell me what you think. I'm up for constructive criticism, you know, and I appreciate it if you go and just tell me if you like, if you don't like it. Also, if you're interested, I'm doing a meetup sometime in 2016. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, or tri-state area, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. The coffee's on me. And I want to get a meetup group so we could talk about saving, making, having fun with money together on a face-to-face. You know, I want my family to come together. So if you're interested, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll discuss who, what, where, when, and how we're going to have this Cheap Cheetah meeting, because I want to see you. It's been a minute. What else? You know we have a Facebook page, Cheap Cheetah at the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. And also, you know, we have a YouTube program, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. But you know all this, right? Anyway, folks, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do on Monday because this is 2016 and it's going to be a new thing where we're winging it. If we have a guest, I'll let you know what the guest is, when the guest is coming on and who's going to be and what they're going to talk about. If it's just me, then I'll let you know probably a couple of days before I do the next show what's the topic going to be on, and, you know, we're going to just wing it this year. Because sometimes when you have structure, it's boring. I don't want structure this year. I want us to wing it. I want us to have fun. And I want us to do what we do. I think we're going on 9 years for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. So we're going to wing it. We're going to have fun this year. And if you have any suggestions or comments or topics you would like for me to talk about, then please email me. You know where to find me, folks. I ain't got to tell you my emails no more. You know where to find me. On that note, thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And save that money. Until next time, folks.